From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Monday, April 20th at 8:56. And this morning we have Logan Kimmel on the line for the opening market. And we are also joined by Todd Gleason. Good morning to you both.
Hey, good morning to you, Kimberly. Thanks for being here all morning long and this first day of our spring fun drive. You know, first, I'd also like to thank all of our listeners, especially those who managed to pick up the phone at 217-244-9455, but mostly just to those of you who listen each and every day. It makes a difference to us here at Illinois Public Media. Now, if you are an ag listener, I do know you're busy at the moment, but it's pretty quick, simple, and easy to do this, to make a pledge in support of the ag programming, like Logan Kimmel, who you will hear a bit later, just a few moments, in fact, with the opening market report at 217-244-9455. Have your credit card ready. Just tell us you're going to mail in a check. But make sure you say, when you're talking to the person on the other end, in support of ag programming, or put it in the comments section if you go to willpledge.org, or willgive.org, that is. Again, it's pretty quick, simple, and easily done, Kimberly. But mostly, it's because of our listeners that we are here each and every day. And if the ag programming makes a difference to you, make sure you make that pledge right now on our first day of the pledge drive. Now, here's Logan Kimmel. Good morning to you, Logan. I'll talk with your father later this afternoon. Thank you for being with us. What's happening in the marketplace today?
Well, we had another weekend of renewed threats in the Middle East here, and that started the grain markets higher, backed off a little bit here today. Front month May corn up 0.75 cents at 449.5. New crop December up 0.25 cents at 477.25. Soybeans down 3.75 cents at 1163.5. And new crop November down 0.75 cents at 1156. Wheat markets catching a bit here today. Chicago wheat on the July up 3 at 602.25. Kansas City wheat there in July up 3.25 cents at 653. Looking to this headlines here for this coming week, we did see some weather events across the Corn Belt with a lot of areas and catching some rains, Missouri, Illinois, Wisconsin. But looking to the vast majority of the HRW wheat, still very dry and had freeze events, possibly providing a little strength here in the wheat markets. One other big thing to keep an eye on here is the fertilizer situation as we look to the ongoing tensions in the Middle East. About a third of the global fertilizer supply passes through this strait. So that's something to keep an eye on in regards to the grain markets here going forward, and maybe providing a little strength underneath these markets. Jumping to the livestock sector here, we saw quite a bit of volatility on Friday in the cattle markets, with speculation of possibly reopening the U.S. and Mexico border to feeder cattle imports. Something to keep an eye on here this week on possibly an announcement. With that, I'll wrap it up, and I appreciate you having me.
Thanks so much, Logan. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And whatever reason that you tune in to Illinois Public Media, whether you're listening live, whether you're streaming or on the web, give us a call at 217-244-9455 or visit willgive.org to make a gift of support right now. And thank you to everyone who has already been able to give and for being a friend of WILL. You've been listening to Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD3. Urbana.